This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is
Well, now we know what happened in the Michigan primary on Tuesday. Donald Trump, of course, coming up with some 68% of the votes. Nikki Haley coming in with about 26.5 at last count. So, I don't know. You tell me, is there a message going on here? Is there a consensus building here? Is there a path for Nikki Haley going into the GOP convention? And what should Nikki Haley do next? I think that's really the central question here about this. And that's the way politics goes, by the way, too. So we're going to see. I mean, I know that Nikki Haley, I think, wants to tough it out till Super Tuesday. But is that going to be a major sea change? Is that going to be a major difference? Is that worth it at this point? I think it's a very, very good question. And last hour we talked with Denise Simon, and I think she had a very, very good insight into that. You know, Nikki Haley maybe needs to start thinking about trying to get people to vote for Donald Trump if there's going to be a real challenge going on here in the presidential election this year. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. Glad to be with you this morning. We are officially at this very moment in time, and you're part of it. We are launching hour number four of the program this morning. We've been going, of course, since hour number one, and we've been having a lot of fun. We've been covering a lot of this morning as well, folks. So we're really glad that you're joining us, especially if you're just waking up and you're joining the program. We're glad to have you with us. Once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send us a direct message, we've already got a lot of great direct messages this morning. We heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point up on the Central Coast of Oregon. We heard from Uncle Rick, who's also listening in Bradenton on AM 930. We heard from Frederick, by the way, listening all the way up in NYC this morning. So, we've been covering the territory. That is for sure. But once again, folks, we're looking at the Michigan primary results. And to borrow a phrase from Donald Trump, he won it by a lot. He won it by a lot, just like he did a couple of nights ago as well. So this is definitely moving in this direction. However, and this is one of the things we got a direct message about earlier, and that is what was happening with Joe Biden. As well, he had these people in Michigan vote for uncommitted in droves. And that was it's designed to send a message to Joe Biden. It didn't mean that he would not win, quote unquote, the Michigan primary. But it does show that there's trouble in paradise, my friends. And to a great degree, though, you know, the trouble in paradise on this one has a lot to do with the idea that you have some groups that are not happy that the United States has a position against Hamas, of all things. I mean, that's what it basically boils down to, right? So, you know, and it's characterized in this AP article that says a vigorous, uncommitted campaign, in other words, to vote for the uncommitted selection, organized by activists disillusioned with Biden's handling of the war in Gaza, was making headway, it says. It already had far surpassed the 10,000 vote margin by which Trump won Michigan in 2016, a goal set by organizers of this year's latest effort. Well, number one, and I'll just say this briefly. Number one, it's not that they're disillusioned with Biden's handling of the Gaza war, basically, or the war in Gaza. It's that they are more akin to supporting Hamas than they are, you know, supporting Israel to stamp out Hamas. So it's very different. You know, you could be disillusioned with how, you know, the United States is, you know, well, we think you should give more support to Israel, or, you know, we think you should be doing more things. But disillusionment, well, there's disillusionment, and then there's basic support, from what I can tell, from what I've heard, of actually, you know, being on the side that, you know, Hamas was doing the right thing. It was driven to do this by Israel. Israel's in the wrong, et cetera, et cetera. So it kind of paints an interesting picture, if you ask me. But it goes on. For Biden, the notable percentage of uncommitted voters could signal weakness within parts of the Democrat base in a state he can hardly afford to lose in November. So that's one of the key salient, relevant factors in this, because how this would begin to play out later on in November, if things remain, you know, essentially unchanged in terms of Biden's support. So, you know, and at the same time, you know, if somebody's really supporting Hamas and they don't want to vote for you, I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles at that point. But nevertheless, it is a political issue. The other political issue, of course, has to do with that approximately 30% that is going for Nikki Haley. And how do you build bridges with that? And I would say this, right? And that is to say, you do have some people that are voting for Nikki Haley. Now, by the way, Michigan is an open primary state, basically, so you can go in and vote for whoever you want. You just have to request that party's ballot. So, in other words, you could be a Democrat, but you have to request a Republican ballot and this kind of thing. There doesn't seem to be this major crossover happening, at least from what I can tell now. But the idea of building those bridges, that's going to have to be done somehow at some point. You do need to make sure those independents come in with Trump. But I appreciate what Frederick in New York had written in with earlier, saying, you know, hey, basically at the end of the day, you know, people aren't, you know, who are supporting Nikki Haley necessarily might go vote for Joe Biden, but they would need to vote for Donald Trump, basically. You know, otherwise, you know, you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face, right? And the idea of party unity, the idea of actually winning the election, that's going to take precedence. Because, folks, we can't keep going another 4 years, another 4 minutes, it seems, with the Biden policies. So this is, as they say, for all the marbles, it would seem. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
That started in, I believe it was Hutchinson, Texas, Hutchinson County in Texas, started on Monday, continues to literally burn out of control. A lot of the video that we're seeing about it is just really overwhelming from what we can tell. So it's caused a lot of different evacuations there in the Texas Panhandle. This from ABC 7 News affiliate there. Firefighters battled the wildfire outbreak in the Texas Panhandle for a second straight day, meaning, of course, on Tuesday. At about 12 a.m. as of today, Wednesday, the Smokehouse Creek fire has burned some 300,000 acres, folks, and it is 0% contained right now, and I believe it's also affecting parts of Oklahoma as well. So definitely our good wishes go out to everybody affected by this. I know it's being whipped up by the winds in the area as well. So this is just really, really just devastating and terrible to witness. So the firefighters there, of course, doing their thing, and hopefully they're going to be able to get this taken care of as soon as possible, but hopefully safely, and that there's no loss of life or injury involved in this. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Also, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message any old time, day or night, whenever you're inclined to do so. We'd love to hear from you. And by the way, folks, of course, what's happening at the border continues to be front and center as Joe Biden and Donald Trump will be visiting there. But here's an interesting thing, though. The union president for the Border Patrol will not be there with Joe Biden. They did not want him there, I suppose. He's been pretty critical of Joe Biden, even though, you know, they believe that it's this wonderful bipartisan thing that's, you know, that was just, you know, skipped over, you know, in Congress, you know. But I got to tell you, though, this guy, I think, is going to be there with Donald Trump. I think that's also going to speak volumes. Oddly enough, you know, speaking about what's happening at the border, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room had this to say about Representative Speaker Mike Johnson. I almost promoted him right here and now. Yeah, Senator Johnson, but Speaker Johnson. She's saying, in her analysis, and this is quite interesting, in her estimation, Speaker Johnson doesn't know what he wants on border security. Let's listen in.
All right, Gabby, I'm going to start wrapping it up.
Thank you, Karine. Speaker Johnson left here saying that border first. Do we know what he wants at the border? There's many actions that the president could take. Does he have anything that he's demanding? And is there anything the president could give to compromise so he would move up Ukraine?
Look, here's the thing, Christine. I appreciate the question. I don't even think he knows what he wants. No, sir, and I say that very seriously. They first asked for, when we put forward the National Security Supplemental, it had border security.
It had border security. Yeah.
And we were told.
They were told.
By the Speaker and others. By the Speaker. We need to deal with the border security.
Deal with the border security.
Challenges first. You had a bipartisan group of senators.
Bipartisan.
Coming out of the Senate, working for 4 months with.
Working for 4 months. Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Just working for 4 months. And it's all bipartisan. And it, you know. This is why I directed, you know, my legislative people to go over there and start looking at this problem on the border because, you know, we've got to do something about this. You know, really? Okay. This is all the Republicans have been talking about, you know, pretty much for a very, very long time and for good reason, for a really darn good reason. And so this continues this thing about, no, we've been trying to get this bipartisan thing going as if bipartisan in and of itself is something that you just, no, it has to be. We must do this. That's exactly what they want to do, is create that notion, create that narrative that they've been trying to do this all along. And it's gotten to this crisis point. And so we're going to put this together now, and we're trying to do this, and it's these Republicans who are keeping us from that. And so now, and she did not read this from the binder. That's also incredibly important to realize here. And she was exacerbated to begin with, just exhausted. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap this up here in a minute. You know, she's saying she was just getting tired of doing this at that point. And then she goes on and says that she wants to... you know, or that she doesn't know what Speaker Johnson really wants at the border. No, I think we know what Speaker Johnson wants at the border, and it's not what they're offering at this point in the way that they're doing it, by the mechanisms they're offering, by the framework that they're offering. Don't forget, folks, this is election year deception. This is election year illusion where they make it look like they're going to do something that in other words, it's like throwing you a bone. No, let's walk out there. Let's throw them a bone because as long as they get their bone, they'll be happy now and they'll dial down the rhetoric. Nope, I think we got to dial up the rhetoric at this point. There's really, we've seen this happen 100 times, right? So we're wise to this. So don't be deceived about the illusion that they're trying to create with this kind of thing. There are the executive orders that can be reversed like that. And through the magic of radio, that's a real-time sound effect we're doing right there through the magic of radio. Okay, now through the magic of radio and communications, we got Backgammon and Bob giving us a call. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob, again.
Yes. Okay, I just saw a thing out in California on the where migrants demanded a city council to give them housing and take the money from police funding. And this was at a council meeting, and they were very threatening. the city council members closed the meeting because they felt threatened. Now, these migrants aren't just going to sit around forever. They're going to, they can't work. They can't really do a whole lot. And they're going to either form gangs or something like that. So pretty soon they're going to kind of band together and they're going to start to cause trouble.
And if they do it in a big blue state or a big blue city, they probably won't have a whole lot of consequences because, hey, you know, we're a sanctuary and we're driving these people to this and that kind of stuff. That's what you might expect, right?
Well, when the elites start to feel threatened by this, then they will respond.
Yeah, maybe so. Sometimes that's what it takes.
And or if the if they don't have police, then vigilante things are going to form sooner or later. So a lot of these places are going to start to disintegrate, and it's starting to happen right now.
Well, and that's, wouldn't you say that's part and parcel of creating that destabilization factor? You know, let's have people come over and let nature take its course in that sense, because there's a vacuum there of order.
That's why I'm advocating that the states just go ahead and start to do something about themselves and disregard the federal government, because the federal government just isn't doing anything. It just like the state should have a right of self-defense. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, in the case of like states like California and others, it's hard to get the state to do something about it. Hopefully it doesn't have to be so extreme like what you're describing, but definitely, it would be very difficult to get California to really crack down on illegal immigration. Yeah.
Then they're going to pay the price if they don't.
That's right, and people will continue to leave. They'll go to other places. Exactly right.
And the people that are leaving, that's all their tax base. Where are they going to get all these programs that they're trying to do? Then what's going to happen is all the services are going to start to deteriorate and disintegrate, and then the state's going to be in real trouble.
Yeah, exactly. It's a self-fulfilling spiral, self-fulfilling prophecy that results in that. All right, back in, Bob, I appreciate the call very much.
One last thing.
Yeah, real quick.
One last. Remember, if you don't kill them in the spring, they'll bite you in the fall.
Well, yeah, hopefully it doesn't come to that, but there has to be some kind of reevaluation of the border policy on that. But back in, Bob, thanks very much for the call, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Folks, we're getting ready to head to the bottom of the hour break, and when we come back, we've got Patrick Hyland. He is host of the Sports Zone, of course, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And he's also the insurance quarterback. So we're going to talk to Patrick. And then, a little before the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, here on AM 860 The Answer. So stay right there, because we've got a lot more on this Wednesday morning edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. I promise. I solemnly do swear we're coming back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
U.S. USA News Update. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is criticizing the president's upcoming visit to the border this week, dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz says if Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration because he will enforce existing laws. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive this issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, Wednesday edition continues, everybody. And I got to tell you, time keeps flying by. It really, really does. And so if you see us, if you see something, I should say, something just whooshing by you at warp speed, that's us. That is us. So latch on, and we'll be happy to bring you along here on this wonderful Wednesday morning. And by the way, folks, we got a real treat here. And, of course, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program. We've got Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback. He's also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And you can hear Patrick and the Sports Zone at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. You can go to theanswertampa.com, by the way, if you're not in the Tampa area and you want to hear Patrick Hyland on the Sports Zone live. All right, so let's go over to the telephone line. Say good morning to Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. I like the Eric Clapton. That was nice.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Change the paint.
Yeah, I think so. Very cool.
I like that, man. That's good music, Cal. I dig that. I'm sure the audience does also. Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. February 28th. And we got one more day of February tomorrow. Get an extra day this year. Let's make the best of it. There we go.
Yep.
So a lot of things happening in the sports world, man. You know, looks like the Cowboys are looking to get a long-term deal with Dak Prescott. I mean, he's a good quarterback. When he's on, he's as good as anybody in the league. It's just when he has those bad games, it just throws them out of whack. So we'll see. Maybe he can make it happen. There's some hope for Imbland to return to the 76ers late next month, and that could be a big push for them to get to the playoffs to see what they can do there. So, what a cool game last night. This guy Scruggs takes a 59-foot game-winning buzzer beater from Cavaliers, man, versus the Mavs. That was a great shot, and it's neat when games end up that way. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited about March Madness coming up here with college basketball. And it's funny, Kyle, a lot of teams that you wouldn't think are make a little push. Indiana State, we'll see what they can do. They're playing like the old days of Bird with their record. And the USF Bulls here in Tampa Bay, they're leading their conference. They're on a run. So a lot of cool stories. It's funny how it changes year to year. You always have your Dukes and your North Carolina, Kyle, but you know, like last year, University of Miami, Florida Atlantic. Now, this year, they won't even make it to the tournament, but last year, they had a heck of a run. I'll ask you a question, Kyle. Would you prefer your team be consistent or, you know, have your good years and bad years, but you win it all?
Well, that's a really good question. I think, you know, especially during when you go through seasons where, you know, sometimes they're consecutive seasons where your team's just not able to generate anything. I don't know. Maybe sometimes it makes it sweeter on the other end. You know, if you've, you know, never been in the valleys, you can never stand up on the high mountain kind of thing.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I've always just been, you know, I want to win it all. You know, it's nice to get there, but, you know, if you don't win it, it's kind of just, you know, not what was it meant to be. But, anyway, everybody has their opinions on that, and that's why I love talking sports and with people like you in the audience, and it's just awesome. Geno Smith, there's been a lot of talk about him with the Seattle Seahawks, what's going to happen with him, but I'm pretty happy with him. We're going to see how he does this year coming up. And then, you know, the Chiefs are trying to find a way to get Chris Jones taken care of. Great defensive end for KC. It's going to be funny to see how they do this year. It really is. I can't wait for the draft, Kyle. A lot of people getting excited for the NFL draft coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then a name for the Tampa Bay folks, Josh McCown. He has just been hired as the QB coach for the Vikings. He played some ball here for the Bucs back in the day, and we wish him well. He's a good stand-up guy. Speaking about the Bucs, Kyle, Mike Evans, it looks like they're going to find a way to re-sign him. I'm real happy about that. If Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans get another year together, defense plays a little bit better, a little bit better with clock management, get a little deeper in the playoffs, the Bucs are going to be very exciting next year to watch. A couple wide receivers, you know, that people are curious about. Davante Adams, okay, for the Raiders. We're going to see, you know, if he's going to be a Raider or if they're going to trade him. I don't think they will, but you just never know. And then Justin Jefferson, the great wide receiver for the Vikings, who was great with Joe Burrow at LSU. We'll see how things work out for him, you know, there. And Kirk Cousins, if he's going to come back and make it happen. They're just trying to – a lot of things going on with the draft coming up in the NFL. So,
oh, yeah.
That we'll talk in the future, Kyle. So, are you excited about March Madness, college basketball? You know, the bracket's coming up here soon?
Well, sure. Yeah, I know that it really, you know, is followed very closely out there, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people like to do that, and it's a lot of fun. And then also fantasy baseball. You know, a lot of people now getting all their data together and seeing what players they want, who they're going to draft for this upcoming fantasy baseball season. It's become very popular. Baseball is getting as popular as football almost when it comes to baseball. It's just got to keep up with a lot more. You have 162 games versus 16.
Right.
So, you know, that's the difference of all that, how that occurs out there. So.
And I see that Shohei Ohtani, he got a couple of homers in an exhibition game here just recently.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe him just being the DH will help him even bat better, you know, versus you know, going out to pitch one day and hit, and then the next day just hit. I'm anxious to see how he does. Speaking about, you know, him, you know, it's funny. He's going in the first round or in the second round, just depending on, you know, your draft and who likes him and who doesn't. And I'm just curious how he's going to do with the Dodgers, you know, versus the Angels. It sounds kind of funny because I know it's a hop, skip, and a jump from those two franchises. But, you know, Trey Turner last year, okay, when he went to Philly, his first year with Philly, his first 4 months, he did not look like a, you know, first-round fantasy pick and a great guy to have on your team. And then he picked it up. My point with that is, you never know. These guys go to another team. A lot of times it's a breath of fresh air and they get it going or take some time. But we'll see which status Mr. Otani falls into. Assuming they can watch him. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a lot of exciting baseball players this year to take a look at. I like everything they've done in Major League Baseball and continue to get impressed with all the changes they're trying to make it better for the fans in the game in general. Because I think that's the job of a commissioner of any major league franchise.
Well, sure.
That's just not, you know, it's just, you got to strive to do better every day, Cal. That's what life's all about. And, you know, and everything in life evolves. And if you adapt, you'll do great. Change is inevitable. You might as well embrace it. You might as well look at different things to change. And speaking of that, you know, give me a call at 813-966-1052. Maybe a change in your insurance policies, in your financial future, in your structure of what you're doing. Maybe a change is in order to get you on a better path. And then again, maybe not, Cal. But I can share this with you. If you meet with me and we chat, you'll have peace of mind to know that you're fine, or let's make some changes to make it better for you. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I save people thousands of dollars. I've gotten them additional $1,000 of benefits. I save them money on their prescription drugs, save them money on their policies. It's just something I do and research and make sure people are taken care of. I'm an agent who cares about his people and looks at how I can better benefit them. And you know what's funny, Cal? The more you do that in life, the more people you bless, it's amazing how you get blessed. So anyway, Cal, it's always a pleasure talking with you, brother. And I look forward to talking to you Friday. We'll talk about what's happening in the weekend. And again, folks, anybody needs any assistance in what I just discussed, feel free to call me, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Cal, God bless you. Say hello to my friend Brandon Rhymes when he comes on, and we will talk soon.
I sure will.
God bless, man.
God bless, Patrick. Take care. Patrick Highland, everybody. Patrick Highland, of course, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860, The Answer. And again, always a great pleasure talking with Patrick. Love to talk sports, love to talk football, baseball, March Madness, anything else we can think of during our time together. He's here three times a week, by the way, everybody. And if you want to hear him on the Sports Zone and you're not in the Tampa area, head on over to theanswertampa.com and you can hear Patrick live on Sundays. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Final segment of the morning. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition continues going by at warp speed. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
the government or the elites push out, it really leads for some ignorance there. You know, if you really dig into the Trump case, and that's what Kevin O'Leary was talking about, it's crazy to think that they're okay with setting that type of precedent. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of the blue states are doing right now. They're making these absolutely ridiculous rules and these crooked DAs. So it's hurting people, and I think it's going to be hurting them in the long run with their investments in their business. The people are going to be leading the state. And I talk to a lot of these people that are, they jokingly say, yeah, I'm a refugee from China, or I'm a refugee, California. I'm a refugee from China, and AKA California and New York. And I say, oh, okay, well, another one of those, huh? And I talk to these types of folks all the time, that they just want to have freedom. They want common sense. They don't want to be persecuted by their government. They want to have a free society, natural rights, God-given rights. And that's what we offer here in Florida. So I think a lot of people are moving to Florida. We see the statistics. People are moving to Florida, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Texas. People are relocating, large companies like Elon Musk with his different array of companies. So we're seeing that trend nationwide, Kyle.
Well, indeed. And, it really does kind of get to me, too, because, we're looking at these inflation numbers, for one thing, and people are really looking to see if they can get something moving, either with their own, their house, but also in terms of their investment properties. If they're not able to refinance them and their loans adjust because they reset to such a high rate, they've got to start right. Putting all this money into it, and eventually they're going to be lost, or they're going to the bank's going to take them back, or they're going to put them into receivership. In other words, there's a wave that could be coming here soon.
Right. Yeah. You and I have talked about this over our interviews, and I think that is something to be, attentive to and cautious of. It's a very pernicious situation where you have some of these compounding effects, and then in the end, what happens? The ordinary citizen that's just plugging along, doing their best to run their small business. Because the landlord, the owner, can't work out his note. Now he's kicking that restaurateur owner out, or that entrepreneur that has some type of a shop where he's, selling some type of widget. Also on the residential side, it does trickle over to that side too, because the same banks that are hurt are going to be taking it out, in a sense, on the residential customers on that side. So, and it's just, if you go back to this root cause of this, the federal government, the Fed, and there's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve. It's really should be, that's a whole other bunny trail.
Right, no kidding.
But if you look at, the mismanagement by these elites, and they're mismanaging it for 10 or 12 years. I think they kept it at 0.25%. So they mismanaged for so long. They overcorrected. And that's what happens when you have people that never ran a business. They never signed the front of a check. And they've always been on the government's hit. They're making their W-2 wages. They never ran a business. I've been self-employed my whole life. Many members of my family have been self-employed. If it didn't work, we'd have to figure it out. And if it didn't work, we'd figure it out at midnight. That's the thing with the American spirit, is we're ready to work. We're ready to make things happen, but we need our government to get out of the way.
Well, no, you're exactly right about that. I appreciate what you say about the American spirit. It's not just a job, right? It's not just, and we've kind of moved away from that to some degree. We've also got people who don't want to go into the office. I understand about working remotely, yep. And we learned a lot about that during the pandemic. But you have some people these days that say, well, no, I mean, I'm not going to go into an office, and so they may be missing out on some real career advancement by sort of being out of the mix,
Yeah, yeah, they're holding firm to that. It's almost like this upside-down world that we live in, where the criminals are exalted and the folks that got the victim is being hurt and being penalized. The employers, on the other hand, they're losing power over the employees, in a sense, from this work from home type scenario where, you know, we're being spoiled as Americans in some cases. And a lot of them are doing common sense moves. They're saying, hey, yeah, we'll do a flex work schedule, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays or things like that. So they can make it work if they work together. And I think that's the whole point, is to collaborate, to have been a collaborative economy, kind of like we do with our show, our radio talk show. We have all of our different expert contributors. We try to support each other and share in the leads and work together, all in a sense to help the consumer.
Indeed.
We want the consumer to win. We want the consumer to be able to avoid commission-based advice, and that's why we call it the Consumer Quarterback Show, and a.k.a. the Real Estate Quarterback Show. So, yeah, appreciate the time this morning, and if anybody out there wants more information or wants to buy a home, sell a home, invest in real estate, commercial, vacant land real estate, we can help you in all 50 states. So please reach out. We'd love to talk to you. I think now more than ever, we got to support like-minded people and spend our money with like-minded people. So if you're listening to this station, you can rest assured that I'm like-minded. So I'm at 813-917-1894. My name is Brandon Rimes, a.k.a. the Real Estate Quarterback. Been on air for 10 years. Here in Tampa Bay with Salem Media on 860 The Answer. So 813-917-1894. And our website is consumerqb.com. Consumerqb.com.
All right. Brandon Rimes, thank you so much. It's really a great pleasure and a lot of fun to talk with you this morning. We look forward to talking with you next Wednesday. Take care.
Hey, likewise, Kyle. Thanks a lot, man. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you. Much appreciated. All right. Brandon Rimes, everybody. And folks, can't believe we're done for the morning here. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Take care out there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.